So hi, everyone, and thank you for joining this presentation. It was originally canceled because Cathy, who submitted this abstract, could not come. So I was a contributor in the project, and I said, somebody should speak about this project because it's amazing, and finally, it's me to do it. So I will try to transcribe a previous presentation she made in Singapore, and maybe we speak from a more a community aspect of the project, not from inside Mozilla, because I'm just a contributor. So the title of the presentation is an IoT forecast without cloud. This is sun. That's maybe another topic because it's raining today, but it's quite promising. So first, what is this project about? The main motivation was to create and to build a platform that can address some smart home use cases. So basically, this is a few automation of different devices you have connected together to a single place, and it can solve many problems you can find today on the market, because there is some concern about security. IoT and security is a long story. People are very scared because there is a huge potential of privacy leaks and even safety issues. So If you have a higher exposure, you're more exposed to problems. So if you're using devices which are reliable system, okay. But you know that non-system is really not hackable. So that's one problem. You need to reduce exposure. So if your gateway is running home, then you have more chance to be less attacked from the outside. Interoperability is also interesting because we have in the IoT context, we have a different approach, but mostly it's always silo. So this is verticals from device to application, which means that you have like thousands of remote control to control each device. You have thousands of apps on your phone, and no way to make them working together. So that's a problem. It's mostly a market issue, not a technical problem, because if you want some interoperability, we have some solution to do this. Privacy, already spoke about this. And so running your smart home with DIY project can be time consuming. So this project is trying to make it easier for everyone, even non-developers. They can deploy this soft solution home without too much effort. Yeah. So yeah, what's this slide is about Silo, I just explained. So. For different reasons, most products we have on the market are relying on the cloud, which is operating your device. So you don't have the control to your device directly, but you are using a cloud proxy, which has access to the device itself. So this means that if there is some internet failure home or anywhere you screw, you cannot do anything. So some have implemented some fallback option, but this cloud architecture is not... Mozilla took the opposite direction. They said, okay, if I can control directly to my device or to some units that can speak to the device, I'm solving all those cloud issues, and specifically in Europe, and it's also in UK. Now there is a lot of regulation. We're trying to enforce more privacy in system. So if you have two different approaches, either you try to ensure security and privacy at the cloud level, or either you decide not to take user data and